This is Chad Harrison, and you're listening to Hope Alive, applying God's Word to your daily life. Hi, this is Chad Harrison, and I am the teaching pastor of Lake Community Church and have been serving as a pastor for 25 years. I'm also a practicing attorney. This podcast is designed to help you study God's Word and find God's will for your life. I pray in the name of Jesus right now that God would open up His Word to you and allow you to see Him and to know Him and to know His will, that you might glorify Him and that you might walk in faith and power each and every day, especially today, in Jesus' name.
Good morning. Welcome to Lake Community Church's morning Bible study. We're in Exodus chapter 39. We're finishing the chapter this morning, and it's one of those passages. And as you're going through the first five books of the Bible, there's a lot of great stories, especially in Genesis and Exodus. But then you get to Leviticus and you get to the end of Exodus, where we are right now. And Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, you have more stories in some of those books, but a lot of times you have the, what is the, in Deuteronomy, it's called the Deuteronomic code, meaning there's rules, there's things that God says, this is how you live your life, this is what you do. And so oftentimes they have passages in them that seem like it'd be like, why are we doing this? Why go through this? I want to move to something really good. And sure, I understand, because we're a story people, meaning we're a people who love a good story. That's what TV's all about, isn't it? Tell us a good story. In fact, even sports like Game Day, they're going to tell four or five stories that make you feel good. And in almost everything that we do, we're trying to associate some kind of story with it. And so obviously that's why Jesus taught in parables. He taught in parables because those parables they were physical stories that had spiritual meaning. And for those who had ears to hear, they could not only hear the good story, but they could hear the spiritual meaning behind it, and they could understand God. Now, that being said, the passage that we're in right now is not a story. It's not a story at all. It is the culmination of a story. And the story began at the foot of the mountain, Mount Sinai, and it started where God's people did not want to go up on that mountain. And so Moses had to be the intercessor for them, between them and God. And that caused them not to have the relationship with God that they needed to have. And it caused them to really, what happened is there was a rebellion against God, and it caused them to fall into sin. And so you've got this story of a rebellion against God and falling into sin. And then the way back from that, the way back in that relationship, God tells them how to build a place for Him to dwell with them. Now, remember, He was dwelling on the mountain. He wanted them to come up and meet with Him. When they don't come up to meet with Him, He gives Moses instruction on how to build a tabernacle so that He can dwell among them. Now, I think that was part of God's plan the whole time. But understanding that when we don't go to God, God comes to us is a very important principle. And the truth is a very important principle when we understand justification. We're not justified by our own works or by our own desires. We're justified by God's work and God's finished work on the cross. But we're also justified by God seeking us out when we were not seeking Him out. We're incapable of recognizing that He is there, or even that He exists. He must reveal Himself to us. And that's why many people have trouble with God, because God has not revealed Himself to them. They don't believe in Him because they have no evidence of Him in their hearts. And that being the case, that's a struggle. That's a deep struggle. And when I say they don't have any evidence, they don't have any wooing of the Holy Spirit. They do have God's law on their heart. And so what may be known about Him as far as His divine nature can be clearly seen in that which He's created. And that's what Romans chapter 1 says. But so that they're without excuse. But that relationship that God desires to have with us, it comes from God seeking us out, not us seeking Him out. And God sought them out. God brought them out. And when they would not come on the mountain, God made a way for Him to meet with them. And so He had a place made that pictured how to have relationship with Him. And we call that the tabernacle. And God gave them specific instructions on how to build the tabernacle, specific ways to come into His presence, specific ways to build this place where He's going to make Himself known to them. And as you're studying through Scripture, that's an important understanding. That's something that we have to come to terms with. God shows us how we are to approach him, how we're to come to him through the pictures of the temple and the tabernacle. And in the New Testament, you go, I don't know if that's true, Chad. In the New Testament, Jesus said, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you not know your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit? So obviously, we in our bodies have a direct correlation to the temple, and the temple and the tabernacle are just two places where God met with his people that are made to look almost exactly similar, the same. One of them being a permanent place and the other being a place that could be picked up and moved. And so when God told them to do that, we have what is in at the end of chapter 39 is the culmination of faith. And that's what is going on here. You have God giving specific instructions. You have man hearing those instructions, believing them, and doing what God says, acting upon that, going out and living out what God has revealed to them. It says, thus all the work of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, verse 32, was finished. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. Notice, the tabernacle was finished, and they did all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So they did. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses. And then it goes through the, and I want you to notice, I'm not going to read them, just keep reading, but it goes through the tents and the bars and the pillars and the sockets and the different coverings of skins, ram skin, dyed red, the ark of the testimony, the table utensils and the showbread, the pure gold lampstand, the golden altar, the bronze altar, the grate of bronze, its poles and all that, the hanging of the court, its pillars, the sockets and the screens, and the garments that were to minister, that Aaron was to use to minister before the Lord, and his son's garments, and to minister as priest. So they brought everything that God had told them to do. And understanding that we, in our walk, we need to walk as he's taught us to walk. We need to do as he's taught us to do. We need to live as he's taught us to live. Understanding that is a powerful understanding. It's an anointing. It's a power that we need to understand and live out. And the way we do that is we do the thing that God has shown us to do. And that thing that God has shown us to do, that way he's taught us to live, is to listen to him, because he's come to us to reveal himself. Listen to him. And once we've heard him, trust him. I say believe in what he said, but what it means is really to trust him and trust that not only is he revealing himself to you, but trust that he is being precise in what he wants your life to look like, how he wants that to be carried out, how he wants that to be done so that you see him and know him. He's saying, listen to me. Trust me, know me, hear me, and do as I've asked you to do. Live as I've asked you to live. Walk as I've asked you to walk. And do it the way I've told you to do it. Live how I've told you to do it. And walk with me so that you'll know that when you've done it, you have done according to my way. You've learned who I am. You've learned how I've walked. And so when it goes through these things, it's an inventory of faith. What's really happening here in this passage, God is giving them credit. He is saying, this has been a rough go of it. And it has. It's been a rough go of it. From the first time Moses went up on top of that mountain, and Moses struggled to do what God told him to do. And Pharaoh fought against God. And the children of Israel wailed and moaned about everything. About leaving Egypt, about the Red Sea, about not having any water, about not having any food. It's been a rough journey. And if you think about that whole process, if it's a picture of God and how he redeems his people, it's a really good one for us, because sometimes it's just hard. Life is just not an easy journey. No one has said it's so easy. You only say that when you're in the Bahamas in a pool, but you're never there for more than 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days. And then you're back to where life really is going on. And this is real life. And finally, the children of Israel decide they're going to do what God has asked them to do and do it right and do it well. And when they do that, God doesn't gloss over it. He doesn't. he goes through it in detail. And it's a long passage. We're talking 11 verses where God's inventorying what they did. He's going through and saying, they did this and they brought this and they did that and they brought that and this worked out and they did this the way I told them to do. And trust me, God's not missing out on when you're being faithful. He's not showing up and saying, I'm not sure if you got it all done. He makes sure he knows what's going on. And he knows when you're struggling just to take that next step. He knows it and he needs it. And he, when I say he needs it, he needs to see you trusting him so that he can continue you on. You have to grow in your faith. And verse 42 says, according to all the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work. It's not as good as Jesus telling a parable. It's not. Sometimes at the end, maybe it's better. Maybe it's way better. Isn't it good to hear God say, you did it the right way? At the end, isn't well done, my good and faithful servant, going to be really great? Well done, my good and faithful servant. Because you've been faithful with a few things, I'll put you in charge of many. Come and share your master's happiness. Those are some great words. You've been faithful with this small life I've given you. Now I'm going to put you in charge of a lot because you've proven that you'll walk by faith with me. Yeah, that's a pretty powerful statement God has made. They did all that God had commanded according to what Moses had told them, and they finished all the work. Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it as the Lord had commanded. Just as they had done it, just so they had done it. And Moses blessed them. So many times we're saying, bless me, God, bless me, God. Give me this, God. Give me that, God. Bless me. Even Jacob was, that's what he was doing when he was wrestling with God. He was saying, me bless. That's what you get. That's where we're at. And the truth is, the blessing is learning to walk as God is. So we're learning to walk in what God has provided you. That's really where the blessing is. And there's really nothing other than that. And I would say to you, as you study through this and consider this and think about this, I'd say to you that the blessing comes, it blows where we've been obedient to God's will and his way in our lives. And it's not about God being the big Santa Claus in the sky. It's about a real whole relationship. And that real whole relationship, it's not about conjuring up some great thing that God will do for us to bless us. You don't have to conjure God up. You just have to walk in faithful obedience to him and see his hand in the moments that you really need his hand, not just to entertain you with his miraculous power, but him sustaining you by his miraculous power. And that's what it's all about. And I pray as we enter in this last chapter of Exodus and begin our move through the last three books of the Pentateuch, which are about as long as Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, just a hair bit longer than Genesis.
Hi, this is Chad Harrison, and I am the teaching pastor of Lake Community Church and have been serving as a pastor for 25 years. I'm also a practicing attorney. This podcast is designed to help you study God's word and find God's will for your life. I pray in the name of Jesus right now that God would open up his word to you and allow you to see him and to know him and to know his will, that you might glorify him and that you might walk in faith and power each and every day, especially today, in Jesus' name. As you go today, I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, that he'll make his face to shine upon you, and that he will give you hope and peace today, in Jesus' name.